As part of the WILO and Clinton County Chamber of Commerce, leading with 2020 Vision, we say good morning to Kelly Roberman with IU Health.
Good morning.
Hi, Kelly. How you doing?
I'm doing well. It's a pretty day out. A little foggy.
I love your optimistic attitude there.
Excuse me,
Kelly.
It's not ice and it's not snow. I'm good.
Hey, I like it.
Okay,
like
from that perspective, I'll agree, but God, looks a little dark out the window I'm looking out at right now. But anyway, how's the building
my
doing?
My window's looking at a new hospital that's ready to open soon. So my window's looking good.
Everything's still on the same par, for the same timeline that you wanted to keep it on for the November 7th and 8th, I think it is.
Yes, the 8th and the 9th.
Okay.
That's what we're looking at right now, and we're still on course. But, you know, every day we're holding our breath a little bit, hoping that everyone stays healthy that's on the crew that's building the building.
Are you going to have any kind of celebration or open house? I know you'll have a celebration. I realize that. But, I mean, for the public to, you know, a little bit of an open house or not?
Yes, we're trying to figure it out. It won't be the stereotypical. We may do a couple little things. Maybe, you know, really, I think what I'm hopeful for is that we can pull off a heck of a big party this end of the spring of 2021 when the old building is down and you can see the gorgeous new building from Jackson.
Okay.
And the parking lot will be done and the trees will be in and COVID will be in our rearview mirror. That's my hope.
Well, you are optimistic this morning.
I always am.
I know you are. I just wanted to give you a hard time about that. So, is there another big hurdle or anything that you guys have to get through yet before you can say, you know, we're in good shape on the new building?
It's little pieces coming in. It's final touches, the walkthrough, the punch list, going through and making sure everything is just perfect. Yesterday, little things we found. We have all of the fire extinguishers up now and in the inside of the building, so we need to make sure they're inspected. And so, you know, it's a punch list, just checking everything off.
Okay. You will not be able to get the new building down this year, correct?
Man, if we do, it would be December is my guess at the earliest. A lot of it's Mother Nature. But, you know, we have to decommission it and then we have to demolish it. And it can't be a fun, big explosion, right? Because there's a brand new hospital right next door and people. So it'll be a slower, more meticulous process to bring it down.
So it won't be an implosion where you just say, here, we're going to detonate each side and it'll just go to the middle. You can't really do that.
You know, I was really envisioning the Warner Brothers TNT, but no, we don't get to do that.
Might be kind of fun though. So, but everything's on course and everything appears to be going like it should be.
Yeah. There's a, you know, we're a big baseball family, so part of me's a little superstitious, I guess, and I'm worried about saying that too often out loud. But yes, yeah. Everything's fine today.
Yeah, fine today. So, how, in your estimation, how are we handling COVID?
Better. I think, you know, I'm seeing less aggravation at the masks, the understanding that they do work. I am seeing more, at least little kids in particular, they just wear it, right? It's just what you do. If your parents are making it no big deal, then little kids think it's no big deal. It's like putting on your socks, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm seeing good signs from a lot of that. I also, you know, I have my close friend group and we're just as happy for it to be over as soon as it can be. But I don't think there's going to be a date certain, right? It's not like on the 23rd, it's going to be that simple. I think it's, you know, to get the herd immunity, to understand what we've got vaccination wise. And I think it'll be with us for a little while.
Have you guys had discussions about if and when you get an antidote, or there's one out there, if you guys are going to have it, and if so, how you're going to administer it?
There are talks about if it comes available. The state has asked for us to start thinking about that, and I think that's prudent to have a plan for distribution. And so those conversations, to my understanding, are starting.
That's got to be a good thing for you. At least, you know, that's the hope that we're getting close to the end.
You know, at least it's a new phase, right? Mm-hmm. You know, it's something to, I hate to say, but something to look forward to, a different, something new, right? Okay, we got a new phase going on.
Yeah, so.
And it's planning is good. It tells you you've got something change and hopefully a wanted change.
Okay. Are we missing anything? Is there anything else that you want to bring out that we haven't talked about or anything else you want to bring up before I let you go?
Well, I'd put a plug in there that, you know, please go get your flu shot. It will only help us. If you think about how taxing COVID has been on the health system in the United States, if we can avoid placing one more issue on top, like the flu season, it sure would help us out. And keep us all healthier, right? So please get your flu shot. That would be my plug.
Okay. You and I need to talk about the flu shot off air.
You got my number.
Yeah, I know where to get you. We need to have that talk seriously, though.
Anytime.
Okay. I'll catch you later then.
I appreciate you having us on.
All right. Thanks, Kelly. Greatly appreciate the time. Take care of yourself.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, Kelly Braverman with IU Health as part of the WILO in Clinton County Chamber of Commerce, leading with 2020 Vision.